Sundays with Carl Chin
on BBC WM 95.6.
Well, folks, that's the last time you'll be hearing that on a Sunday. As you would have heard if you were listening to Caroline Martin's show, this will be my last Sunday show on BBC WM. The decision to end the show wasn't mine. It was a management decision. Of course, the management has got the prerogative to make such a decision. Obviously, I'm disappointed. I wouldn't be human if I wasn't disappointed. I think the programme's been very successful. It's been successful in terms of consistently high audience figures. But also, I think the big thing that we've done together, and I mean that we've done it together, is we've given an opportunity for people to speak for themselves about their lives, their families, their groups, their neighbourhoods and our region. I haven't gone public about it being the last show today because I have a contract to fulfil, and as an honourable man, I wanted to honour that contract. I've also got a responsibility to all my guests to make sure that I'm able to interview them when I've set up the interviews. And thirdly, I want to make sure I have the opportunity to say goodbye to all of you properly, and that's what I will do. I know lots of you want to ring in and send messages. Please feel free to ring in. Kate will take messages and pass them on to me, and I'll read them. 808-453-00-9956, or you can text or email me at carl.chin@bbc.co.uk. But for now, I'm going to say goodbye to you all properly later. For now, I have a show to present, guests to talk with and to learn from, topics to discuss and positive aspects of our region to publicise. So let's crack on. We're going to be talking about another important organisation, Abdullah Mahomes, and Trevor Palfreyman, the Chief Executive, will be talking with me about that. Before that, can I thank all of you that are ringing in with lovely messages. This is my last show on a Sunday on BBC WM. It's not been my decision, obviously. It's been a management decision, that's their prerogative, but it's saddening. It's a sad day for me because it's been 19 years that we've been together and I've always seen it as our show, not my show, our show. Thank you to everybody that's sending me messages. Owen Jones over in Wednesbury, thank you, Owen, for your kind words, and I've been very happy to support Wednesbury and Wednesbury Celebrates and Birmingham, the Black Country, and all of the people of our region. Thank you to everybody from the Irish Forum and the St. Patrick's Parade Committee who've emailed me to say thank you for being involved with their events over the years and supporting them. Thank you to Dave Hart. Dave, thanks, mate. I'm really delighted with your message. Thank you to Randall and Sandra Brew, former Lord Mayor and Lady Mayoress of our city. Carl, sorry to hear that today would be last show. When we were Lord Mayor and Lady Mayoress of our great city, you gave us tremendous support, and we will always be grateful for this and for your friendship. All the very best in your next challenge. I'm sure there will be. Thank you. Thank you to Gary H in Sedgley. Carl, disappointed that your show will be ending. I've listened to you hundreds of times over the years, and a better couple of hours every week is going to be irreplaceable. Keep on sticking up for Birmingham and us lot over in the Black Country as well. Take care, Muck, and I'm on the Oscar Road. I shall, mate. I shall. Jean. Ah, oh, Jean, thank you for your lovely message, Jean. Summer A's, Jean. I know you, mate. And thank you, Jean, for emailing me. Eric Hill. Eric says, Carl, in 1993, when I was at a loss of what to do with my life after retirement, I'm only reading this because Eric's insisting that I do. You inspired me and others to start a localist society in the Heartlands area of Birmingham. Since that day, through your radio programme, your magazine, thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of people all over the world with webs, and not just in Brom, have had a mentor, a leader, and who they could trust, learn from and rely on. Not only to source historical information, but to help them and their groups to grow. Thank you, Eric. He said he's devastated by the news that the show is ending and that. Thanks, mate. Thanks for everything. Let's play a record and then. No, I'll tell you what. Let's play just a trail and then I'll go straight in to talking about Abdullah Mahomes.
Pete Morgan at breakfast.
On Friday morning, I was at Fisher House, the new centre in Birmingham, helping the relatives.
I've just had an email from New York from one of the firefighters. Remember, we had him over here from Andy Horan. Dear Carl, we're listening to your show in New York this morning. Thank you for all you did for us on behalf of all the New York City firefighters after the tragic attacks of 9/11. It seems like yesterday being in your studio and having fun with you and all the Brummy firefighters. You'll never know how much you contributed towards our healing process. My family's proud to say that you're our friend. Best of luck to you and the whole family. Stay in touch. And I'll call later to sing the Cinzano song. Love from Andy Horan and the New York firefighters. Thank you, Andy. I very much appreciate that. Ray Shill, great historian, Ray. Carl, your last show is as good as all those other shows of the last 19 years. It's difficult to express in words the many lives which you have touched with the many aspects of history and the community presentations on your many BBC programmes. I can really hope that you'll be able to carry on somewhere. There are many people out there that owe you a debt of gratitude. Thank you, and I owe you all a debt of gratitude, and I will be thanking all of you probably to the end of my show. Thank you to Paul Smith, a professor, a doctor, historian, educator, writer, entertainer, broadcaster, and a mate. I'm sorry that your talents will not be heard on Astronomy anymore, Carl. You bring the best parts of Midlands to WM listeners, and it's through engaging with local people, and that's what you do best. I'll miss hearing on the radio, and thank you for the 19 years you have given to us all. Thank you, Carl, for all you've done for the firefighters of the West Midlands and our causes and charities, but also in New York. Thanks, brother. Paul Smith. Thank you, Paul. It's my last show on a Sunday after 19 years. If you want to ring up, Kate is doing her very best to keep up with all the phone calls. 08453 009956. I know she's making a list of all the names and the people.
Sundays with Carl Chin
on BBC WM 95.6.
And sadly, that's the last time ever you'll hear that on a Sunday, because after 19 years, this is my last show. As I stated at the start of the show, it's not my decision, it's my management decision, but that's the prerogative of the management, of course. But of course, I can't help but say that I'm very disappointed, and obviously, I'm going to miss you all. There's lots and lots of you sending beautiful texts and emails to me. Thank you to Chris and Ray Lees. Carl, just heard the news that this is your last show. I can't believe it. It's a show for the people, by the people. And my husband and myself are really sorry. We'll miss your cheery voice coming out of the airwaves. I'd like to say thanks, Carl, for the help you gave me finding relatives of the Prophet family on my dad's side through your Express and Star column, and all the fun that you've given to so many people over the years. Long may you continue. And pardon the pod, but please keep your chin up. Thank you very much to you, Chris and Ray. Thank you to everybody in Great Whirley and the Great Whirley Society for contacting me. Thank you for everybody. Kath, Ryan, thank you for being in touch. Carl, I always look forward to your show. And everybody knows that they should never call me when you're on air. Well, after that, there'll be no more of you on air, and I wish you all the luck in whatever you do next. And thank you, I really appreciate your kind words. Thank you to Martin. Terribly sorry, Carl, I've really enjoyed listening to you in Paris every Sunday since I was a privilege to have been a guest in March. A marvellous local resource your show has been. Local radio at its best, and every success to you in the future. And a thank you to your outstanding contribution to local culture. Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much to all of you. Thank you to Nick. Said, Carl, very sad to hear that you won't be on on a Sunday after today. I was fortunate to drive one of your shows a few months back. It was the most enjoyable time I had at BBC WM. You're a gent and a nice bloke, and your dedication to the area is amazing. Your affection, enthusiasm, affectious. Thank you very much for your kind words. Thank you to Chris Conlon. Just wanted to say, mate, been a real pleasure to listen to you over the years, and thanks for helping us with our history. And thank you to all of you. I've learnt from you as well. It's a two-way process. It's about us. Thank you very much. And loads of calls coming in. 08453 009956. Please bear with Adam and with Kate, who are doing their best to keep up with the calls. Thank you to Rita in Solihull. Hall. Listen to you, Carl, from the very beginning, and we'll be missing you. Thank you for Brian in Chelmsley Wood, who said it's sad news that I won't be on. Peggy in Wood End, we'll miss you, Carl, and have loved listening to you. Eva in Shard End, and says, our kid from Don, Eva and Amanda, your babby, wish all your luck in the world with what you're doing next. Thank you. To Peter Lloyd, representing the Federation of Birmingham Service Associations and from all the Midland Associations, thank you for support, Carl, and thank you, Peter, for yours. Thank you to John in Sutton Coldfield. All the best, John says, and you'll be missed. Thank you, John. Oh, thanks, Phil. Phil Hatton from the Justice for the 21 campaign, from the Birmingham Pub Bombings Justice Campaign. Appreciate help, and we'll miss your show, Carl. Thank you, Phil. June in Chelmsley Wood. Oh, thank you, June. Thank you, June. Thank you to Roy Stallard over in Wolverhampton and all the work that you do over there, Roy with the hospitals, the old Royal. Jill in Wolverhampton doesn't come from around here, but have enjoyed the historical insights in the show. Thank you to Kathleen in Bourneville, who will say she will miss the show. Martin in Sutton Coldfield, thank you for all your best wishes. And Andrew in Litchfield, thank you as well. I'm on carl.chin@bbc.co.uk. If you want to email or text, you can, or give us a bell on 08453 009956. Well, nearly at the end of my last Sunday show on BBC WM, 19 years, and it's a long time. A long time. I want to thank Brenda, my sister-in-law in Germany who's listening, my mother-in-law and father-in-law, Mick and Ago, and all the family in Dublin that are listening, our mum and our kid, my wife, and all the family who are also listening, and all of you. Thank you to Wendy Partridge for a lovely text and email. Thank you to John Essex. Thank you to all of you. Terry Goodwin. Thank you, Terry. Lovely to hear from you. Thank you, Terry. I appreciate that. Kathleen Doyle. Thank you very much, Kathleen. Philomena in Solihull. Hall. All of you. And so, I've nearly presented my last Sunday programme. As I stated at the start of the show, the decision to end the show wasn't mine. It's a BBC WM management decision, and of course I have to respect that, as it is a prerogative of the management to decide what they want to do. But obviously, I wouldn't be human if I didn't say that I'm deeply disappointed. I am disappointed most of all because I believe that the programme has been very successful, not only in terms of consistently high audience figures, but also in respect of giving an opportunity for us, our people, to speak for ourselves about our lives, our families, our groups, our neighbourhoods and our region. And as such, I feel that the programme has been a means for many different people to enhance our knowledge about a variety of issues and for bringing people together. 19 years ago, when I started on BBC WM, my objective was to abide by the principles of informing, entertaining and engaging with the people of our region. And as part of those objectives, my aims were threefold. In the first instance, I wanted the show to be a collaborative effort between myself, the guests and you, the listeners. And instead of being my programme, it was to be our programme. The second aim was to give a voice to community organisations, good causes, schools, charities, local history societies, long-standing companies, innovators, novelists, writers, artists, poets, musicians, storytellers and a host of interesting individuals. And to let people feel comfortable and speak for themselves. And through doing that, the third aim would be achieved, highlighting the positive aspects of our peoples and to build bridges between young and old, ethnicities in and out of city, between Birmingham and the Black Country, and to show us off in a positive life. I hope I've done so. I hope I haven't let you down. I want to thank all of those who worked with me in the studio over the last 19 years. I want to thank Ed Doolan for his advice and his support for that time. But most above all, I want to thank all my guests and you, my pals, my friends, you the listeners. I believe that together we have told some remarkable stories and that we have created some remarkable programmes. And in so doing, I think that we have made a difference for the better in and for our region. I'm saddened that we cannot continue to do so. But I want to say this to all of you. When God made me, he gave me a great gift. He made me one of you. I am grateful for that. And I will always cherish the 19 years we have had broadcasting together. Goodbye and God bless.
We've already said